listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Police investigating the death of a Good Samaritan have taken a 15-year-old Perth boy into custody. He's been questioned over yesterday's stabbing in Bull Creek that claimed the life of a 42-year-old man. It's alleged he was wounded while trying to stop the theft of a bike. We're being told to be wary of fallen trees and power lines as the southern part of the state is battered by wild weather. The SES has received dozens of calls for help so far following strong winds and heavy rain. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services' John Broomhall says another system is set to roll in tonight.
Overnight we're expecting another front through around 10 p.m. and that will probably increase the winds. So overnight, it's likely to be a little bit more severe.
Anthony Albanese has been officially sworn in as Prime Minister during a ceremony in Canberra. He's now flying to Tokyo for the Quad meeting, joined by new Foreign Minister Penny Wong. While Josh Frydenberg is out of Parliament, the former Treasurer has conceded defeat this afternoon in the Melbourne seat of Kooyong. Meantime, the Premier has delivered a tough assessment of the potential new leader of the Federal Liberal Party. It appears Peter Dutton is the top contender for the job, with the party room expected to vote within days. Mark McGowan has labelled Mr. Dutton as an extremist.
And he doesn't seem to listen. He's extremely conservative. I actually don't think he's that smart. I've seen him present on things. I don't really pick up there's much there.
In sport, Fremantle's Sam Switkowski has been referred directly to the AFL Tribunal. He's been cited for serious misconduct in yesterday's loss against Collingwood. And a boost for the Perth Scorchers, with Sophie Devine signing on for another year. The 32-year-old is keen to claim another championship with the squad.
The real challenge and the exciting thing for me is to be able to go back-to-back, and we want to talk about some sustained success with this group. I know Beth Mooney's mentioned about building a bit of a dynasty here in the West, and I think we've certainly got the group to do it.
Listener.